Hello and welcome to The Week Ahead with ATFX. My name's Nick Twidell. I'm the Chief Market Analyst. And as always, we're going to be running you through what's coming up on the macroeconomic calendar and can move markets. And there is a lot ahead of us this week, I can tell you. First of all, let's have a quick look in that rearview mirror, see what's spurred markets higher in the last week. And it was a pretty eventful week last week, despite it being fairly quiet on the calendar. So on the geopolitical side of things, we had Japanese elections, which opened up the week, caused a little bit of uncertainty as the reigning LDP party lost its majority. Still waiting on updates on Prime Minister Ishiba, if he's going to manage to hold on to his position. We suspect there's a lot going on in the background there. Trade deals were to the fore as well, and positive news for that Japanese economy when a 15% trade deal has been done with the US on tariffs. EU has been firmly in the news as well, not confirmed yet, but lots of talk that there will be a similar type deal done with the EU, positive for markets. We did have an ECB rate decision. They held rates for the first time in just over a year. They've been cutting eight times previously, so rates on hold there in the ECB. And plenty of issues with the Fed, more from pressure from the White House than anything internal, apart from their building projects. So lots going on last week. And markets did finish on a high. S&P and NASDAQ recorded notched up record finishes at the end of the week. And we've got a series of other indices as well across the globe that are sitting at all-time highs. So things looking positive, but it is a huge week ahead for markets with central banks galore and some of the big ones, massive data out of the US, big earnings reports again out of the US, and plenty of stuff and plenty of inflation numbers as well across the globe as well. So plus throw in those geopolitical trade updates as well, and we could have a really volatile week. We could be in a different place when I do this next week. So without any further ado, I'll do the usual and run us through on a day-by-day basis. First up, at the start of the week is actually relatively quiet. So Monday, nothing at all on the radar, really, in terms of tier one. It's all tier three data. And that goes through to half of Tuesday as well. Obviously, pay attention to news-wise. We could see some more updates on trade deals. That could see moves. Obviously, if they're coming in kind of milder than certainly had been threatened, then this is being seen as a positive for the market and it's pushing stocks to the top side. So Monday, nothing really across all three trading sessions. Similar story for the first two trading sessions on Tuesday, but then we get stuck into this big US data week. So big US jobs numbers all through the week. We kick off Tuesday with the JOLTS job openings. They're expected to come in around 7.5 million. They have been a little bit volatile on that number as well and has seen markets move. Also got the consumer confidence data out of the US. That's expected to come in at 95.9. So keep an eye on that. That's Tuesday out of the way. Now things start to get a little bit crazy when we hit Wednesday. First up in the Asian session, big numbers out of Australia. It's the CPI data. And this has really been what the RBA and the market's been waiting for a while. That quarterly number, which is the big one, expected to show a 0.8% increase. Any deviations away from that, we'll see big moves in the Aussie. The year-on-year number coming in at 2.1%, that's fairly steady. And the trimmed CPI quarterly number, 0.7, that will be in line with what we saw last time. Into the European sessions, not too much in the European session. On Wednesday, Spanish, probably the pick of the bunch is the Spanish flash CPI number that's expected to come in at 2.3%. So expect moves in the euro, anything away from that. Now, things really kick off massively once the New York session opens. It's exhausting me just reading what I've got to tell you is coming out. So first up, more jobs numbers in the US. ADP non-farm change expected to come in at just 82,000. Don't forget, we got a minus number out of that last time. We then have, about 15 minutes later, the GDP numbers out of the US. Advanced GDP quarterly data expected to show a 2.4 increase. That's massively up from the minus 0.5 we got last print. And the advanced price index, GDP price index, 2.3%. Straight away, focus moves north of the border to Canada, where we've got the latest Bank of Canada interest rate decision. They're expected to hold steady at 2.75%, but expect some volatility of the statement and the policy report and the later press conference. US pending home sales come in the middle of that rate announcement and the press conference, expected to come in a 0.3% increase. And we've got crude oil inventories as well that pop up in the middle of all that. Then there's a bit of a wait to the main of one of the main events of the week, the federal funds rate from the Federal Reserve Bank. FOMC statement now, as is widely documented, we're expecting them to hold steady at that 4.5%. But lots of pressure from the White House was piled on last week from all members of the administration, or most members of the administration. Check that FOMC statement and the press conference from Jerome Powell for forward guidance and updates. There will be volatility around that event. So that's Wednesday. It's a little bit exhausting just talking about it. Thursday, similarly, very busy. Busy Asian session. First up, Australian markets in focus again. Retail sales, they're expected to show a 0.4% month-on-month increase. Focus then jumps probably to the bigger data, which comes out at the same time. Chinese manufacturing PMI and non-manufacturing PMI. The manufacturing expected to show 49.7, which is obviously a slight decrease. Non-manufacturing, 50.3, slight increase. Could see markets move there. Then the focus goes back over to Japanese markets that have been volatile all last week. The Bank of Japan's latest policy rate call, obviously going to be a lot of political influence or pressure coming on there as well. No change expected for this one, but keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on that policy statement and the press conference, because there could be some moves in the months ahead, especially with this deal being locked in with the US. So plenty of volatility, especially for yen, which has excelled at volatility recently. We move on to the European session. German prelim CPI numbers, they're the ones that come out from all the independent states. They come out across the course of the morning, normally expected to come in on average around 0.2% increase. And then we've got another huge day in the US. Canadian data out as well. GDP numbers, month on month, expected to show a 0.1% decline. And then we've got three big numbers all at the same time out of the US. So the core PCE price index number coming out the same week as non-farms. Don't normally see that. Expected to show, and obviously this is the Fed's favoured inflation number coming out the day after the Fed. Expected to show a 0.3% month-on-month increase. The employment cost index quarterly data also out, 0.8% increase expected there. And the weekly unemployment claims, they all come out at the same time. Those unemployment claims expected to show 222,000. So opportunity for plenty of volatility for US markets again, like big data drop there on Thursday. And then the market does not give up on Friday, does not give up until the end of the week. We do get a quiet session in Asia. There's not too much expected to come out there. And just the core CPI and CPI flash estimates out of the EU in the London session, but possibly the biggest event of the week alongside the Fed, we got non-farms. So a massive, massive day on Friday potentially as well, especially if that non-farm number does come in anywhere away from the expected 108,000 increase in the non-farm employment change. Average hourly earnings seems to be sort of stuck on a record there, expected to show a 0.3% increase, and the unemployment rate just creeping up to 4.2%. So keep an eye on that. Could see massive volatility around those non-farms. Hour and a half later, we have ISM manufacturing PMI data plus the ISM manufacturing prices number. The PMI number, which is the headline, really expected to come in at 49.5, manufacturing prices at 66.5. Really, we're probably expecting the US employment data to really dominate sentiment into that afternoon and into the close of the weekend. Don't forget, we've got earnings out next week. Amazon and Apple, Microsoft, all coming out with their earnings data. That will move stocks and then other associated markets as well. So plenty going on. It could be a huge week. And as I said earlier, markets could be at very different places this time next week. So good luck. If you need anything from ATFX, please let us know and stay tuned for more updates during the week. Thank you very much.